Monday night, we're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Mem Dalad, we're going to start. Din Mayim Achronim Ubrichos Amozo. We're going to start with Mem Hei. That's really, Mem Dalad, that's rather where we're up to. Now we know that benching is Midiyoraisa if you're full, right, if you're satiated. According to some Shittas, you have to drink also and not be thirsty. Okay.
If I'm not full, I don't need a bench.
What? Midiyoraisa or not. Midirabanan, you have to bench on a kazayas, we passed it. Okay, first we're going to learn about Mayim Achronim. Now, the Gemara says that Chazal Masakim Mayim Achronim, and there's two reasons. One is because your hands are generally dirty, and you're not supposed to make any bracha ever with your hands meluchluch. Covered the bracha demands that you wash your hands and make them noki. And there's another thing of Melach Sodomis that was prevalent, and they're afraid it would get into your eyes, so they said you have to wash your hands to get rid of Melach Sodomis.
Why do you have to do it that right before benching?
What?
Why would one have to do that right before benching?
It means when you're leaving the table, and when you're going about your business.
Okay, in theory you could have done it after benching. If it was Melach Sodomis.
L'chaira. They were second to do it at the end of the meal. So even they could have said it to do it at the end of the mention also. When you finished eating, you do it. Yeah, like that's when you do it, when you're not eating anymore. I guess they could have said after benching, but okay. Anyway, these are the two reasons given. I mean, there's a certain logic when you finished eating. But did Mayim Achronim, when it comes to Mayim Achronim, Harbei Mekila, many people don't do it. That's really because Melach Sodomis, A, Melach Sodomis is not common, or is not around, or we don't have it. And B, people are not so... The truth is, if you have something on your hands that you wouldn't want to walk around with, like, it feels dirty, it feels greasy, it feels... Then you... You're mechuyev to wash your hands. You know, people that don't do Mayim Achronim, either their hands are clean, or it's little enough that they don't really feel uncomfortable from it. They don't feel dirty. You know the feeling, I guess, after you eat. We use utensils. They use napkins we have. This. So, really, you have to judge yourself. At the end of the meal, if your hands feel like, then you're mechuyev to go wash them. How to do Mayim Achronim, we'll learn about, because, you know, it's not like this little thing, it's really nothing. Although the Mishnah Berurah explains, although there's a lot of Mekilim, as we just explained, but Yirei Shemayim would be Nizar in it. And they bring that from the Shulchan Aruch, that someone that feels Uchi, is mechuyev al pidin to wash, not just the chumra. Bein tzrichan litol ella ad perek beis min ha'etzbos. Till here, that's this knuckle, I think. One, two. Because this is what comes in contact with food. Now, there's no shear given here. It doesn't say a revius. Whatever it takes, that's how much water you need. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't speak it out. The Kitzur, doesn't speak it out. The Mishnah Berurah does. That the people who just wet the tips of their fingers are not accomplishing anything. It's still here, first of all. And if you know that food went above it, it's really till the wrists, you would apply the halacha that you don't make a bracha if your hands are dirty. So if you feel your hands are dirty, you believe al pidin to wash them off, and that's till here. The stomach you would wash till here, because this is what area that touches food.
Can't I just dip my hands and then rub it all over?
What do you mean? If
instead of washing till here, dip
whatever works. Yeah, whatever works.
Truthfully, today I'm not from army sets. They don't give you enough water in there to.
So I generally don't wash my machronim. when I feel my hands are dirty, I always walk over to the sink and wash my hands, because what they pass around is like nothing. V'yashpil yodov kodem shemenagvon. He should lower his hands before he dries them. That's just a practical, like this way the water goes down and the dirt comes off. Okay, v'amavorech hunoto b'achrona. The person that's being mezamein should wash last to minimize his hefsek between Mayim Achronim and his starting to bench. Since he's the one that's benching, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is talking about when the Mavorech, when the Mezamein not only led the benching, but actually benched for everyone, so therefore he should come last. He's the one making the bracha, so he should be not... Okay, there's an appendix here. Wait, there's an appendix here.
I thought that was the minute. You give the person to the bench.
Yeah, the reason for that is he looks over benching. That's what the Gemara says. That's the rationale to give him first, is that he should have time to prepare benching. Hold on. Yeah. And they didn't necessarily have benches. Oh, here we are. Okay, there's a discussion about it in his, they have here his notes. He wrote like on the side of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Kitzur. He wrote notes, so there's a whole, there's a discussion here. They have that printed. They got, you know, they got hold of it. I don't know what it's called. Yeah, I don't, anyway, they printed it. There's a discussion. Okay, but you're right, I read it wrong. I was, Baruch Hu Noitel Borishona, that's that he could look over the benching, or prepare for it. There's another svara that we're assuming the Mavarech is the most chashuv person there. So part of the chashivas is that he should wash first, because, you know, it's an Indian of cleaning your hands, so you don't want to, you know, it's kavod, it's giving him kavod to tell him to wash his hands. Ain't noten al gabi kaka b'wakam shebenei adam holchin, b'nei shiruach ra, shayra al mayim elu. I think, I'm not sure if that's dirt or melach stomis, I'm not quite sure. Like, where did Ruach Ra come into this? Eliyito l'toch hakli, into a vessel that you spill out where people don't walk. Otachas ha-shulchan, where people don't walk. And then the water dries up. So the problem is only when the water's there. When it dries up, it's not a problem anymore. You shouldn't talk at all. What? Right. In other words, it's enough of the din netila that you shouldn't be mafsik between it and benching. Even though, again, if a person's attitude, so to speak, is that I'm not really doing my machronim, but I'm washing my hands because they're dirty, it looks like I would have to wash for every bracha. So if that's the person's mindset, and then he would say, well, then can I talk after I wash my hands? I would say yes. But once you, then I would say, once you're washing your hands, you might as well have in mind to do the Takanas Chachamim, and then you wouldn't talk because they were masakin that it should be close to the bracha. Okay, I'm sorry, I have to.